Hello, and welcome to today's Generalizing Pathways podcast. Today I have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Lisa McNair, who is an associate professor in the Department of Engineering Education, who has taught a Pathways pilot course of CREATE, and also assisted in developing the Innovation Pathways minor. Lisa, thank you for being with us today.
Thanks very much, Jenna.
The first question that we have is, could you talk a little bit about how you became involved in Pathways?
Well, over the past 10 years, I've worked with faculty and students across disciplines at Virginia Tech, teaching courses in a way that was sort of under the radar. That is, you know, students' requirements were mainly in their disciplines, and the liberal education courses were at the introductory level primarily. And faculty and instructors couldn't really get credit for teaching outside their departments. So when the Pathways Initiative came along, and particularly the Pathways Scholar Program, I really jumped at it because it gave me the opportunity to work with a team of faculty and students across different disciplines and to design a minor where students could advance as classes got more and more advanced and get credit for it in terms of a minor. And then also faculty could do it on the up and up.
Awesome. I heard something that you said about the importance of working with interdisciplinary teams. Can you talk a bit more about what that experience has been like for you?
Sure. I've been doing it for about 10 years, and in the past it was difficult just because people were really creating their own structures and their own pathways while they were also pursuing their careers. Mm-hmm. And even though that's still true, the university is really evolving so that it's easier and students and faculty have more support for those kinds of things. So I've been working with people from the humanities, particularly Department of Science and Technology and Society, but also business, industrial design, engineering, and the Institute for Creativity, Arts, and Technology. Mm-hmm. It's been great because we've all been really excited that we're able to do this. Mm-hmm. And yet at the same time, it's taken a lot of time to meet, learn each other's vocabulary, learn each other's values, and really be very clear about what it is that we're doing and the goals that we have in common.
It's fantastic. The Pathways curriculum is cultivated around three basic principles of inclusivity, relevance, and integration. Does one of these really resonate with you? And what are some examples of how you currently or plan to apply this in the classroom?
Well, all three resonate with me. I think maybe today I'll talk about relevance.
Okay.
Through the Innovation Pathways minor, students learn how to critique, ideate, and evaluate innovations and their potential transfer to different markets. And these skills are transdisciplinary. That is, they're relevant to all majors. So in our courses, students work in interdisciplinary groups where they both bring their own expertise to the table and also learn the values of other perspectives. Through the Pathways structure, students build on their strengths as they go through more and more advanced courses, and they build to a capstone that's also interdisciplinary and project-based. Throughout the minor, they work with faculty across the university, with students across the university, but also with professionals in the business community. So I see that all of these things as being very integrative, but also relevant to their experience while they're here at the university, but also to whatever kinds of things that they'll do after they graduate.
And it sounds like you're building on many different levels of learning and getting to that applying what they've learned stage.
Right. All of our courses are project based and team based and interdisciplinary. So
that's a lot of three major concepts to intertwine. If you wouldn't mind to speak a little bit about what, especially in the CREATE course, what is it like for the students to work in teams?
It's different from most courses, actually, because we don't give students very structured problem or assignment. We don't emphasize working toward a grade. And so what we do instead is we give students the open-ended opportunity to identify issues or identify problems that they care about, and then we help them ideate and to work in teams so that they can look at the situation from different perspectives and perhaps try out several different solutions. Mm. We emphasize that uncertainty is something that's pervasive in all of our lives and all of our projects, and we encourage students to embrace that uncertainty. Mm. One of the things that we're particularly proud of our students when they do in our course is to pivot. Mm. And so they may get attached to a certain solution or a certain approach early on and start doing customer discovery and figure out, oh, well, maybe my customers or my market or the situation needs something different than what I had thought. And then they pivot and figure out a new path. So that's one of the things that we really encourage in groups.
So it seems like that's really helping them trust just the process of learning, of putting their ideas out there, but not being so focused on one thing that it prevents you from seeing a solution.
Right, and also to value their own perspectives, bring their own strengths, but to also value other perspectives and to be open to looking at the world in different ways.
That is wonderful. Talk with us through a little bit about how you integrate ethical reasoning or intercultural global awareness within your classroom.
Well, one of the ways that we integrate intercultural and global awareness is through exploring not only the stakeholders who might benefit from an innovation, but also exploring the people in society that are not at the table. Mm-hmm. So in other words, who might actually suffer from an innovation taking hold, or who might not participate, or who might be even actively not included. We do this through drawing out the ecosystem, both physically and in discussions. So looking at the ecosystem that an innovation will impact, we construct personas in that ecosystem, and we transparently acknowledge all impacts that we can brainstorm, both positive and negative and neutral. For example, if a team is working on a local issue, they'll research how that issue is addressed in other cultures. And they'll evaluate whether their approach could transfer to other contexts, and if so, what kinds of impacts their solution would have in that context. In critiques and in presentations and final reports, students and instructors discuss and document these impacts, and then the team also explores how they would address such impacts.
When you were thinking of how to integrate this within your course room, can you talk a little bit about what you wanted to have the students take away from that global awareness? Like, if you could pick one thing for them to take away from that kind of integration, what would it be?
I would say that it's important and not always natural for us, just as human beings, to think from others' perspectives. Yeah. And we might not even be able to from our own perspective. So it's important to go out and explore what's out there, talk to other people, and gain multiple perspectives.
Mm-hmm. So how do we put ourselves in other people's shoes and see the world from the way they see the world?
Right, yeah. And that involves research, it involves talking to other people, it involves putting yourself in sometimes unfamiliar, non-typical situations.
And lastly, how do you see your work paying off for your students in the short term and down the road?
Well, students benefit from the courses in the Innovation Pathways minor while they're in school by working in teams with students from other majors, with faculty across campus, and like I said before, with professionals in the business community. They work on projects that require different perspectives and different types of expertise. And through this, they learn to value their own strengths, but also value the perspectives of others. The course helps students ramp up their teaming skills and also increases their professional and social networks. The courses also provide opportunities for students to actually do things. They work on current, real-world issues that they care about and that are important to the community, and their projects have the potential to lead to actual implementation as startups, social entrepreneurship ventures, and new processes and inventions.
That sounds like so much fun. Can you talk a little bit about, and we talked about this a little bit, like the Innovation Pathways minors. Can you talk about the sequencing of courses within that?
Sure. We have two introductory courses, and one has been developed in the Department of Science and Technology and Society for this minor, and it's called Innovation in Context. The idea behind that course is to provide a history a historical context of what innovation is and has been. You know, lots of different definitions all throughout the world. And also to take a critical perspective. What do we mean by innovation? Is something in the community an innovation? And is innovation on its own necessarily a good thing? Mm. And of course, we critique that notion.
Which links back up to the global awareness.
Right.
Yay!
And the other introductory class is the CREATE class. It started out as a class in the Institute for Creativity, Arts, and Technology at the Honors College. And now we're teaching it also with the Department of Engineering Education. That course emphasizes ideation. It emphasizes open-ended problem solving. And students learn to really deal with the uncertainty that comes from the creative process and to persevere through different approaches to get to a solution. The third course is the startup class. That class really looks at technology transfer and potential transfer of innovations. Students work with actual technologies that have been developed often by faculty at Virginia Tech or have been developed and are being developed by businesses in the local community. And often we have students come with their own innovations, their own technologies also. The course really focuses on how to transfer those innovations to different markets and explores the potential for creating, for preparing for a startup. Mm-hmm. The minor also includes electives. The electives are a really broad collection of suggested electives because we do want students from all majors across the university to participate in the Innovation Pathways minor. So we give them a lot of electives to select from to fill in the gaps. So they'll bring strengths from their major, but then also pull from electives from other majors. The minor ends in a capstone. It's an interdisciplinary project-based capstone that brings together all the skills that they've learned in the other courses.
Well, I just want to say thank you so much for all of the work that you put into designing these courses and all the work that you've put into assisting with the Innovation Pathways minor. It sounds like it's a great opportunity to, one, connect with the community and also a great opportunity to learn, like, life skills. What is it about, like, putting yourself out there with a new idea and maybe possibly even failing? So I just want to say just thank you for your time and your work into that.
Thanks for your support.
Absolutely.
It's been really fun.
One, thank you again for your time on the podcast today. Is there anything that you would like to add that we haven't talked about today?
Well, the Innovation Pathways minor has gone through a couple levels of the governance structure, and we've had great support and participation from four different colleges and ICAT, the Institute on Creativity, Arts, and Technology, and I'm really looking forward to being approved. Cross your fingers.
Cross my fingers right now.
By the end of spring 2017, and we're hoping to get our first graduates in spring 2018.
Oh, fantastic. That'll be around the corner before we know it.
Yes.
That concludes our very first Generalizing Pathways podcast. Thank you, and I look forward to chatting with you all next time.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Pathways podcast. We sat down with Lisa McNair. Our interviewer was Jenna Hines. Our transition music is composed by Sam Mariello. Our intro outro music is composed by Akimi Yupmo. Thanks again for listening.